Philip Saint-Papier, for the certain care. Today's date is 11/18/2023. The patient is for Evan Lopez. Lopez spells L-O-P-E-Z. Evan spells E-V-A-N. Date of birth is 09/03/2014. This is a 9-year-old child accompanied by his dad, here with cough and fever, period. That said, this has been going on for the past 2 days. Said child was exposed to other students at the school with flu, period. He said, child has been running a fever that goes up and down. He said, whenever you give medication, fever will go down, but it will come right back up, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication analogies were reviewed and compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient reports headache, says he has a headache on the right side of his head and also on the left side. And he said the headache is not bad. When asked to quantify headache, he spreads his hands apart approximately 6 inches, period. Next paragraph, patient reports runny nose. Next paragraph, dad denies travel history. Said child is eating and drinking well, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, alert oriented, no, in mild distress. O2 vital signs, O2 sat is 98%, urinary blood pressure 99/67, pulse 115, temperature 18, temperature, respiration 18, temperature 102.8, period. Next paragraph. At this point, dad and I had a discussion about child's vital signs and the significance of these vital signs and what it may represent in terms of illness. He was advised to take child to the emergency room, but he declined. He said that whenever a child gets this type of infection, a shot of steroids usually perks him up. And he said that's all he wants today. I advise that we should go ahead and do some tests to see what's causing these infection. He said, and he agreed to that, but refused to take child to the emergency room, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, clear discharge, erythematous, and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Throat, erythematous, edematous, tonsils, pharynx, and uvula. No exudates. Uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph. Ear, no effusion, no erythema. Light reflex is good. No tragal tug, no external ear canal is without edema or erythema or discharge, period. No mastoid tenderness, period. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles. No respiration, no respiratory depression, period. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac, regular rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic. Next paragraph. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort in range of motion. Bears weight well with no antalgic gait, period. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented. Patient's mood and effect on normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is cough. Number two, influenza A infection. Number three, rhinitis. Number four, nausea. Number five, headache, period. Next paragraph. Today, the following tests were done in the clinic: COVID, flu, and strep. Strep and flu were negative. COVID is positive. Correction. Strep and COVID are negative. Flu is positive for flu A. Dad and I had a discussion about child's, what was findings on tests and the importance of getting child's vital signs better. He may need some fluids, IV preferably, which will help slow his heart rate down and also help with his temperature. Dad says he understands, but prefer to take child home and do the treatment at home, period. He was sent home with the following medication: 1, Zofran, 4 milligrams ODT, 1 tab sublingual, TID, PRN for nausea / vomiting. Next medication, Tamiflu, 6/5, 6/1 mil, You give 10 mils BID for 5 days, number 100 mils. Next medication, Motrin, 100/5. You did 2 teaspoons POTID PRN for fever or headache. Next medication, Tylenol, 160/5. 2 teaspoons POQID PRN for fever, pain, 200 mils. That was advised to increase fluids. I recommend Pedialyte to come back to the clinic if worse or go straight to the emergency room with real clothes. Says you understand and will comply. End of dictation.